welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. Today I'm pleased to introduce to all of you Jorge Manuel Vincento, Gentoo developer. Jorge is the KDE lead and also a member of the Forms, Spark, User Relations, Dev Relations, and in his spare time helps run the elections. Jorge is from Terceira Island in the Azores. Now, I called Jorge using my Asterisk server to record the podcast, and there's a little echo on my end, but it's not too bad, and he sounds real clear. So I went ahead and kept the podcast as is, and it's not too bad. So I sure hope everybody enjoys the podcast, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, David.
Is Gentoo your first open source project?
Gentoo is my first open source project as a member. The first project I started giving back to was SUSE and the SUSE English mailing list. I've also participated in the translation of OpenOffice.org for Portuguese version 1.1.1. and in the initial work for 2.0.
How long have you been a Gentoo user?
I've started using Gentoo around March, April 2004. I think it was either release 1.4 R1 or 2004.0. I did an initial installation in an x86 box and then made Gentoo Linux my main OS for my first AMD 64 box in April 2004.
What has your journey been like with Linux and how did it start?
It's funny that looking back and realizing I've been using Linux for 14 years gives me an amazing feeling. Time does indeed fly. It seems like it was yesterday. I first tried a Slackware release. I can no longer recall if it was released on floppies or CD, but what I do recall was that the install included answering for each app in the release whether to install it or not. So it was one of those quick install processes. At this point, I tested the release and used it Linux sporadically. Later, I've used Red Hat 4.0 and then 5.2, and it was around this time I started using Linux daily. When I finally moved to SUSE, Linux became my main OS. I started using it, SUSE, around release 6.0 and used it up to release 9.0. In the meantime, I used for work and testing purposes SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 9.0 and Nopex. At this point, with SUSE 9.0, I was beginning to feel locked by Yast and was compiling enough packages from source that I looked around. I tested Fedora Core, but wasn't happy with it. Then, around March, as I said, I tested Gentoo for the first time. And when I installed it on April on my first AMD 64 box, I've started using it and I haven't stopped using it yet. I've put Gentoo into a few laptops, desktops, and servers, including my Spark 208R. And since I started using Gentoo, I've used SysRescueCD for a few recovery tasks, but I haven't felt the need or nor the urge to test any other distros. The road had a few bumps here and there, but it has been a fantastic journey. And I can't think not taking it. And these days, you'll only catch me on another OS by a work requirement. I've even stopped playing games on Windows, as every time I start thinking on playing a game, my time simply fades away. And I've recently bought a few games from LGP, but I haven't break long enough to do some proper testing for it.
What motivated you to become a Gentoo developer?
What motivated me to become a Gentoo developer was my need to give back. having used the force for so long, I felt I had to give back and to help others benefit from open source as much as I did. I started doing that by providing a very small contribution to the SUSE English mailing list, and it felt good to help others. When I moved to Gentoo, I gradually got away from the SUSE English mailing list. And at one point, 27 April 2005, I joined the Gentoo forums and started answering questions and trying to help others. Later, I also joined the Gentoo IRC channel, where I occasionally go look for some lost souls. Mm-hmm. After a while, the kind folks at the forums started paying attention and invited me to be a forum's global moderator, thus getting me into the madhouse, as we sometimes call it, or pardon, the Gentoo dev team.
Walk me through the process of testing, fixing KDA for a stable release within Gentoo.
We've just started work to get KDE 4.3.1 marked stable soon. This will be the first KDE 4 release marked stable on Gentoo. You can follow that work in bug 277,868. I have the link in the interview guide if you want to look at it later. It'll be easier. And so the process starts by bumping the eBolts for a new release. We now use scripts in the KDE testing overlay to help with this, but it boils down to checking the build scripts to check for changes between versions, review dependencies, and then bumping the eBolts. This starts with a diff between the cmakelists.tcc files between the two versions, tables. Upstream still releases a few tables, while Gentoo uses split eBolts. We check for new dirs, drop dirs, move nabs or libs between tables or Gentoo packages, add blocks when required, and review all the dabs. For new minor releases, updates from 4.x to 4.x plus 1, we're following the live tree and the path release candidate tables in the KDE testing overlay. For the initial bump for regular releases, we first add eBolts to the KDE testing overlay so that we can check the eBolts with the pre-release tables upstream makes available to packages. And then we finally move the eBolts to the tree just before or shortly after the release tables. The tables are released. After getting the eBolts in the tree, we start following and fixing bugs. When we feel the release is good enough, we start planning to get it marked stable. That means creating a tracker bug, like the bug 277,868, adding blockers to it, getting team members to pay attention to the open bugs and work on them, and when we find the blockers are fixed, poking the arch teams to do the stabilization.
Yeah, we're going to put together a transcript of the interview. And Jorge's been nice enough to provide the link, so if you want to see any of the links that he's talking about, they'll be in the transcript interview. What does the future Linux desktop look like?
That's a very good question. But as I unfortunately left my crystal ball at office, I won't be able to provide any previews. All I can say is that since the days from FEWM2 days, the Linux desktop has gone a long way. And having followed the XGL, Compiz, and KDE 4 early days, and seeing also many of the ideas, innovations, and technologies have matured and have been merged back into Xorg and other mainstream desktop environments, the future does look promising, bright, and full of sizzling effects.
What aspects of Gentoo do you feel the developers and maintainers have got right?
I have to say that what attracted me more to Gentoo and what I feel are its strong points are the versatility / choice for the end user and its strong community. Gentoo embraces the motto of there's more than one way to do it and mostly allows users to do it their way. UseFlex are a keystone for this. The Gentoo community is nothing if not vibrant. We have the occasional periodic chaos, but our community is full of talented people that keep providing continual and engaging discussions, and it's an absolute pleasure to be part of the Gentoo community.
When I first installed Gentoo, I remember I used a Pentium 2, and it took forever. Now with the powerful processors and everything, it's gotten a lot easier to maintain a Gentoo box.
Yeah, I recall the old days.
What is it about Gentoo you would like to see improved?
Well, Gentoo as a distro has always room for improvement, be it from some new features or improvements to Portage, being able to fix KDE upstream build system to support multiple versions in the same prefix, having more people to ensure some packages are shaped up and or bumped to the latest versions, getting an implementation for open management of tags for packages, and or streamlined tools for enterprise deployment of Gentoo, we have no lack of areas to improve. For the community, I'd love to see it grow even larger, getting even more engaging, and having improved methods to get users more involved with the distro.
What are some of the projects within Gentoo that you enjoy contributing to?
Well, I've been wearing too many hats for a while now, and it has been a pleasure to work with all the teams. I've started through the forums, and that has a special place in my heart, and even though I've stopped being a regular poster, I keep a close proximity to the team. They know I'm slacking, but they're kind enough to let me stay with them. As the KDE team lead, KDE is the team that gets most of my attention, even though I'm blessed by a great team that highly requires my services. We have many enthusiast members doing great work, and they are really amazing at the way they've been working with KDE, providing releases in such a state that I think users are very pleased to work with it, to have it around. Then I also participate in the user relations and developer relations teams, and they are a strange match for me, as I was never into managing people, and I don't see myself as having strong people skills. But somehow I keep getting involved with them and try to help the underfoot people in both teams. Some of the most brightest people I've been working with work in this team. And as Aoife said, in my spare time, I also give a hand to the elections team. That is my way to help other devs focusing on their projects by taking care of tasks not everyone appreciates, even though I must admit I really enjoy preparing and running an election. That's something that I really like to be involved with.
Who are some of the other developers you work with?
This is a tricky question, as I'm sure I'll forget someone. So let me start by apologizing to those I forgot to mention. I'd like to mention from the forums Funfrid, Emne, Sylvain, D2 Racing, Ioannis, Deadwing, 00, Dean, Desultori, Dennis, Erdwings, Anders, Klemsch, Mark, Markelek, Nixnet, who also likes to be called Nixnet, Mauricio, Pila, and Ron, Time Bandit. From the KDE team member, I like to mention Marcus, Cryus, Tobias, Kitoaster, Patrick, Bonsekitten, /.evil/, Compile for Person, and all of his personalities, Thomas, Scarabeus, Tio, Tempercrap, and Ben, Ingwen. Finally, from the usual and default teams, I'd also like to mention Alec, Antarus, Steve, Bindog, Petri, Beetlejuice, Dennis, Calcan, Shyam, Fox the Mike, Omer, H. Parker, Chrissy, our great DevRel lead, Usik, Lucas, Rain, and Joshua, to name our user lead.
Yeah, I sat in on your KDE team meeting yesterday, and it was very nice to see how all of you work together in such a pleasant manner, and it seems like you get a lot accomplished in a short period of time.
Well, I think the one of the reasons for that is I simply let them do what they do best. So as long as I stay out of the way, all of the people in KDE team do a great work.
What open source software can you not live without at home and at work?
Well, at home, Chime, Emplayer, S-Emplayer, and GeekyView. At home and work, Firefox, Thunderbird, Key3B, CUPS, OpenOffice.org, MySQL, and Amarok. And finally, at work, our desktop, KRDC, PDF Creator, 7zip, OCSNG, Cacti, and Netty. And I've also used many, many apps from the KDE desktop environment.
What resources have you found most helpful when troubleshooting within Gentoo?
Well, for Mark and Gentoo, my main sources to troubleshoot issues are Bugzilla, forums, and Dialpoc at a team or developer. And this latter one is always a plus.
Do you get to do much programming anymore?
No, no, not really. I'm a network manager, sysadmin, and the only coding I do are some simple scripts with in Bash, Perl, and or PHP. I've never been a programmer, so that's something I've never done.
What would be your dream job?
Well, I've been working as a network manager, sysadmin, for 10 years now. I started doing it for the local nursing school, and around 5 years ago, I started doing it for the local hospital as well. For the past year, I've been doing it solely for the hospital. So perhaps my dream job would be keeping a network manager, sysadmin, but for a large floor shop. So that that's something in my current area of expertise, but on a perhaps larger scale and using open source instead of all of the proprietary solutions we use at hospital.
What can users do to improve Gentoo?
Well, that's a very interesting question and something that I hope I can help users to understand better. One thing is that there are a few things users can do to improve Gentoo. And one of them, let's call it the final solution, is to go full circle and become a Gentoo developer. And users should know that becoming a dev is a real possibility. Sometimes users might think that, well, devs are special people and it takes something extraordinary to become a developer. That's not true. Any user can become a developer. But also, people should know that that's just one of the options. Not everyone has to be a developer. And Gentoo can use people to test packages, submit bugs, preferably patches, and or write e-books. But we also need people helping to improve our docs and or translate them, people involved with upstream projects, people that like to spread the word about Gentoo. I think I recall someone who started that way, and are offering hosting services for Gentoo, and anyone that can come up with new and exciting ideas and that is willing to put the work behind them. So, if someone wants to know more on how to improve or how to participate in Gentoo, please feel free to poke me at IRC, Freenode, and OFTC networks, or mail me to my nickname at gentoo.org. And one can also contact recruiters at recruiters@gentoo.org and the user relations team, the user relations team at /gentoo.url. IRC channel or by usrl@gentoo.org.
What are some of the most difficult things to configure on a new install?
I've been using Gentoo for so long that I'm not the best person to ask that. In any case, I'd expect getting some of the wireless cards to work and understanding UFLEX might be some of the most difficult tasks for someone doing their first install. Oh, and for some reason, some people seem to have a hard time with group. And that's something that has always puzzled me. And this has been one of the main sources of posts by me in the forums. You can still find a few posts by me in the old group chat.
What are some tips you can give users if they want to become more involved and create relationships with the current developers?
I'd say the most important tip is for users not to be afraid and to try and reach current developers. In my experience, Gentoo devs are pretty open, and be it through Bugzilla, Mail, or IRC, you should be able to reach them. Gentoo has a very strong IRC presence, and many teams coordinate their work in the IRC channels, just like you saw yesterday on our meeting of the KDE team. Actually, it wasn't in our channel, but it was on an IRC channel, and we're always around there. So in the case of the KDE team, our most active communication channel is our channel, /Gentoo-KDE on the Freenode IRC network. Be warned, though, that not all devs do IRC. Some of them use Mail preferably. After you start engaging devs, and if you like, and get to Upper Earth or Arch team, you may be granted commit privs to an overlay or be invited to become an Arch tester or Earth tester. This is an excellent way to later become a dev. I have a link I'd suggest people to read that is on my dev space that it's http://dev.gentoo.org/tilde-jmbscitto/recruiting/default-recruiters.txt. The link will be in the guide, so it will be easier to check it there.
What are the specs of your current boxes?
Well, my main box for a while now has been a laptop with a Core 2 Duo T7700 processor, 2.4 GHz, with 4 GB RAM, 2 disks of 160 GB, an RTL 8169 network card, so a gigabit card, with an Intel 3945 ABG wireless card, and an NVIDIA 8600 GM card. I've recently bought a new box that is working as my build box and where I've been testing the 10.0 Live DVD, which has a Core 2 Quad K8200 processor, 2.33 GHz, also has 4 GB RAM, although I plan to upgrade it to 8 GB. I'm currently using two disks, one of 160 GB plus another of 250, but I also moved to two disks of a terabyte. It also has an RTL 8169 network card, and it has an ATI Radeon HD 4350 card, which is something I'm afraid to say I do not recommend to anyone. I like AMD a lot, and I liked that they bought ATI, and I do appreciate their work to open the specs, but unfortunately their graphics drivers are still not at the best state in Linux. And finally, I also have a rented server that has two Xeons 3220 2.4 GHz processors, 768 megabytes of RAM, 25 GB disk space, and with 1,000 GB transfer memory rate. this server is already running my IRC bot, and I hope to host some service on it. I also have a Spark 200ATR, but it's mostly turned off as I'm having a few eating issues with it, and I haven't looked for spare parts yet.
Yeah, I know you just recently got that Core 2 quad, because on the IRC I saw that Like Wo started getting your attention to help him do some building on the new Live BDD. So I guess that's one of the things you're currently working on. So can you tell us about that and what else you're planning to work on soon?
Yeah, as I said, in the last few weeks, I've been focusing on the 10.0 Live DVD, and I plan to pay some attention to PMS soon. Thanks to the 10.0 Live DVD, I finally learned how to use Catalyst. It was something I've been planning to do for a long while, but as usual, it had been put aside. And I've been working on specs with many others, including Solar and LikeWo, as I said. I've already built a few snapshots here for both AMD64 and x86, and I've been paying particular attention to KDE and getting KDM to do automatic logins. It's already working. And I think we've got reasonably stable specs by now, and we're already starting to focus on testing the apps in the DVD, and we'll soon be asking for users to for early users to help test it. As I said, I also plan to pay some attention to PMS soon, as this project seems to be consuming most of the Gentoo community time in the mailing lists, and lately seems to have been stalled to a grind. And I'm concerned about the decision process for PMS and the way progress is being tied to EAPIs, even for issues that are not directly related to eBuilds. So that's something I want to look and see if there's anything I can do to help taking care of it.
Yeah, for those that aren't aware, in Gentoo, the PMS is the Package Manager Spec. Is that correct, Jorge?
Package Manager Specification, and thanks about it. I forgot not everyone is inside this, and the API is the eBuild API, Application Interface.
And how the two work together, the Package Manager specifications pretty much dictates to what can be inside the eBuild, basically.
Right. The Package Manager specification dictates the format of the eBuilds and what's inside profiles, and also how repos can be formed, or any repository for Gentoo can be formed.
Yeah, in Gentoo, the profiles is basically like for me, I use the default profile that I use. It might have some use flags already predetermined for, like, I use a desktop profile, so it has some use flags already predetermined to give me a install that will basically work on a desktop.
Right. That's actually the reason why I've never used the desktop profile. I've always used the base profile, the, for instance, 2008.0 profile, because the desktop also always had too many use flags turned on for my personal taste. And so I'd use the base and then set the use flags I personally like to use.
Yeah, then you can add whatever use flags you want to. That's what he was talking about before, about how flexible Gentoo is.
And don't take me wrong, it's possible even with the desktop profile to disable the use flags you don't want. It's just that instead of having to disable all the use flags I didn't want, I just prefer to enable the ones I really wanted. And this, we hadn't planned to talk a bit about this, but let me just speak a little about this. But one of the things I've been looking at and that I would like to see discussed more in Gentoo is that for a while, the desktop profile, which is clearly directed to most users, had by default most of the major desktop environment use flags turned on. stuff like GTK, GNOME, Gt, KDE. But since we've got EAPI 2, which allows us to specify usenets, and together with a very useful feature from EAPI 1, which is the use defaults, which is basically those flags that show up with a plus sign before it, we no longer need to, Matthew, we no longer need to have so many use flags turned on, because instead of doing that to ensure that people get the features they want, what we can do is to update evils to ensure that, for instance, if you install something like Grip or Key3B, that all of the useful default use flags are turned on, and that through use steps you get all of the steps you need to be able to build the support for all of those default features.
What gives you the most enjoyment within the Gentoo community?
Well, being able to have very fulfilling discussions with a myriad of very intelligent and passionate individuals. I have and keep learning much from my interaction with this fantastic community. One small testament about Gentoo and its community that I like to make is to note that in November 2003, before starting to use Gentoo, I got the LPIC Level 2 certification. Today, I have no doubt I've learned more about Linux and open source software since then than in all the years before it. And as I said, I've been using Linux for 14 years. So it really, the way things work in Gentoo and the way people, so many intelligent people participate in the Gentoo community has helped me to improve a lot my abilities and my knowledge on Linux. Well, let me just say thank you, David, for inviting me and for bearing with me for this interview. It was a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much, Jorge. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on IRC.
Yeah. See you on IRC.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.